You know, I never really wanted to be in radio growing up. Mm. Like, as a kid, my dream was always to grow up and host a show like the old Jerry Springer Show or Maury Povich. So I just wanted to be around my people.
Okay,
you know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense. I see what you're
and
saying.
This doesn't really work for me. But today, I might actually have the chance to make a dream come true for myself. Because Christina's on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And Christina, I think you're going to make my dream become a reality. So thank you.
Well, I'm glad I can help.
Wait. Yeah, me too. I'm super happy that you emailed the show to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today. Why don't you tell everybody what you want to do?
I'm actually a dog owner, and I have an English bulldog, and she's 5 years old, Snicky. We're very close. She's like my baby. I love her to pieces. Aww. It's been like the best 5 years of my entire life.
You're right, Jubal. This is starting just like a Jerry Springer show. Cookie, you're best friends. You love each other. You don't know who Cookie's dad is. Aww. Is that what we're going to get into?
100%.
Wait, what?
Yep. Wait. Doggy paternity test right here. That's right.
What are you talking about?
That is why Christina emailed us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. She wants to do a doggy paternity test.
Are you being for real?
I am totally serious.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even know you could do a dog paternity test. Before we get into all the specifics on how it's done, why do you want to do a dog paternity test?
Well, for a lot of reasons. Other than the fact that Snicky is, you know, like my baby and I love her to pieces, there's a lot of really important reasons why you should know who the doggy's daddy is.
Wait, so hold up one second. So your dog's name is what?
Snooky.
Snooky, okay. And are you trying to figure out who Snooky's father is?
No. Oh. Who her baby's daddy is.
Oh, so Snooky's pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Wait, hold up.
So you're trying to find the baby dad of your dog right now, like who got her pregnant?
Yeah.
How does that even happen? You have a dog that you didn't get fixed and then you just let it out when it was in heat? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she's so popular. We go to the doggy park a lot.
That is not very responsible dog ownership. I'm just going to tell you that.
All right, so you mentioned the dog park a lot. You think that's where it happened?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Whenever we go there, they're all over her. I actually wrote like a list of the potential doggy daddies.
This is so weird. This is so weird. How did you even come up with a list of, like, I go to the dog park with my dog and I don't know any of the other dogs or the dog owners. How would you even?
Oh, I do. I do.
Oh, you do. Know them.
Okay, so you have like a regular group of people that go there or something?
Whenever anybody new goes there and our dogs, you know, getting frisky or whatever, I go and make conversation, find out the dog's name, you know, basic stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is
going to
be a headache.
So let's get into the list then. Who do you think it could be?
So there's frisky little Chihuahua who lives down the block. He's all over her every time we go to the dog park. Pop-Tart.
Okay.
There's Scout, and he's a Maltese. There's also Eggroll, and he's a pug. Mm. But there's one that I'm really hoping is the baby's daddy.
Mm. Okay, so you actually want one of these dogs to be the father.
There's Bear, and he's an English bulldog also.
Mm. Oh, okay. So you're hoping for a pure breed.
That would be perfect.
Fingers
you're
crossed.
Going to a dog park, and all these dogs are not fixed?
I don't know. That's why I have to do this paternity test.
Okay, yeah, I mean, one of them is definitely not if that's where she got pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, a good way to do the paternity test would just be to talk to those people that you know and go, hey, did you get your dog fixed? And if they say no, then that's probably it.
Well, that's what I need to do right now, guys. I have to talk to Bear's dad and find out if he's fixed or not because he might be the father of Snooky's puppies.
Oh, my God, you sound so excited.
Oh, my God, me too.
No, I'm not excited. You're excited. I mean, I hope the best for you and Snooky and Bear and the whole litter.
Thank you. And, you know, it's very, very important to know the breed for if I ever decide to sell any of the puppies. Pure breeds can go for $8,000.
$8,000? That's how much a pure bulldog can go for?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold up.
I know I would want to find out who the father is, too.
Yeah, gold
but
mine.
Why aren't you out there just breeding this dog instead of letting it go run rampant and maybe having sex with a chihuahua if $8,000 is on the line?
I mean, I still let her have her fun.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I forgot about that.
You're not
that.
Like a dog breeder, but also a English bulldog and chihuahua mix would be pretty interesting looking. So I kind of hope it's that. But all right. Well, you have the owner's phone number?
Yes.
What's their name?
His name is Kevin.
Kevin. All right. So we'll play a song. We'll come back. You can call Kevin and find out if his dog is the father.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing this.
I know.
We'll get the rest of your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.